At issue were 394 calls placed by Democrats in 2010, calls narrated by party chairman Ray Buckley, who identified himself and noted, among other things, that O'Brien, a Republican, was also seeking to run on the Democratic side of the ballot and, quote, join our progressive agenda. The calls never explicitly said who paid for them. O'Brien complained to the attorney general, and Democrats ended up paying a $5,000 state settlement without admitting wrongdoing. O'Brien never made the Democratic ballot, but easily won election. He later sued the Democratic Party, seeking more than $1 million in damages. The trial court dismissed his lawsuit on the grounds that New Hampshire's robocall law is designed to protect the privacy of the public receiving messages, not the people mentioned in them. On appeal, O'Brien noted the law refers to, quote, any person injured. He also claimed that as a subject of a call that violated the statute, he had automatic standing. The high court rejected that. The ruling did, though, call the robocall statute arguably unclear and invited lawmakers to revisit the question of whether people who are the subject of prerecorded messages have standing to sue. For NHPR News, I'm Josh Rogers.